Good morning, MGTOW man. Got my whistling. Went out and filled up the fucking car. Had a food. A hamburger with a lot. The food of legends. Yeah, it's not that I'm out of food. It's like, you know, when you sort of eat. No, it's good meat. But when you eat sort of basic meat and just frozen veggies for 2 weeks, you kind of think, ah, isn't there something else to it? You know. So I got a hamburger with a lot. A good one. A good truck stop hamburger. The, God. I'm having to deal with a fucking woman who is a lying cunt. Does that surprise you? No. But I'm actually sort of rather pissed off that all of the people who had all of the information and all the video recordings and all this other sort of stuff, who I asked to get this material and go over it, all of them go, oh yeah, but they didn't. Not one of them fucking did. That was about 3 managers up the fucking line, you know. And this lying cunt, she's been backed up by the fucking indifference and the hostility and the fucking bullshit of these fucking cunts who let her get away with it, you know? So that's a sort of, that's what's on the cards at the moment. And when you find out that there's certain administrative aspects that, you know, the people who are supposed to sort of deliver things, you know, don't. And, you know, so you find out at the last minute, you know, oh, you're supposed to go do this, you're supposed to go do that, you're supposed to, you know, fill out these forms, and you're supposed to do this, that, the other. Well, you don't sort of find out at the last minute, and the only reason why you find out is because you got off your ass and asked, not because they volunteered the fucking information. So that's a fucking point of contention. You know, and true to form, fuck, it's nice. This time of year, the weather is lovely. It's autumn weather, or what the Americans call it's fall, because the leaves fall off the trees, I suppose. But yeah, so, yeah, and I had a moment of just sort of fucking sadness that when I have to actually be by myself and do my own thing without any fucking distractions and noise and intense other things to focus upon, sometimes I feel really fucking sad. You know, and yeah, it's one of those things. This society, like, I was just sort of, and a while later, I just thought I've got to go out and get something to eat. I'm fucking hungry and I'm bloody, you know. And oh, I might open the window up, get the hot air rolling out the top of the fucking car instead of, you know, and filling up from the bottom and out the top rather than sort of splurging out halfway And yeah, so yeah, I went out and I'm in idle at second gear. It's not a bad sort of speed. Couldn't get much lower. Slower, you know. I don't mind the slow driving some days. Quite like it. But yeah, and I was watching the fucking TV and I thought, you fucking cunts. You absolute fucking cunts. They're not providing entertainment, they're providing a perpetual fucking distraction to keep us focused on them and all their fucking shit, to keep watching the ads and buying the products. It's a manufactured industry, and it's like, it's not bad that people want to come up on stage and entertain and all this other sort of stuff. It's not bad, you know, but it's not getting out there and doing it yourself, you know. Like, when was the last time you had community groups where people, you know, instead of, not, I don't mean like churches where we sit around and sing Kumbaya, I'm talking about, you know, I'm talking about, what am I fucking talking about? I'm talking about where people participate in things together, you know. The family and the extended family and the community and the groups, instead of just going, oh, razzle dazzle, razzle dazzle, you know. I was at a railway station once and they have the big screen TV and they had the Teletubbies on, you know. And that's been put together by a lot of fucking cunts, you know. Because it's, they think about things and then they monitor babies and then they watch how they react, and when they do certain things, this grabs the child's attention, and when they do other things, the child loses interest. So they basically bombard the child. Oh, that dam's got water in it, that's very good. They basically bombard the child with all this shit to keep them glued to the screen, you know. And, you know, there's all these psychologists and psychiatrists and fucking all these other cunts just in there, you know, advertising industry arseholes just in there manufacturing their product to give it extremely high levels of glued, I think, glued on, that's, you know what I mean, to once you sort of go, ugh, you know, you become sort of stuck to the fucking TV, you know, become sort of locked in. And yeah, I don't own a TV. I refuse to fucking own them. I just think, you fucking cunts, you know. They just feed people, oh, money, 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 feeding them McDonald's, and then all the people getting addicted to all the sugar and salt and shit, you know what I mean? And then they're dropping dead, you know, from heart disease, diabetes, you know. And kids full of cancers and all sorts of fucking stuff, you know, children shouldn't be coming down with fatty liver disease and stuff from all the sugar in the food, you know. And these cunts have absolutely no problems saying, well, fuck it, if you don't like it, then don't buy it, you know. Well, you shouldn't be shoving it in people's faces, you cunts, you know. And so, we'll just stop here a while. I've got a coffee. Some shade would be nice. What's the fucking, Let's hope that looks sort of dry enough, I think. Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's nice. So that's what I like about this car. It's a fucking wonderful little machine. It is, it's so tiny. And it squeezes into all these little goat track sort of places that fuck all else, anybody else can go. So I've just gone through a big fucking drainage ditch. It's about 3 meters wide. And about, 3 meters wide and 2/3 of a meter deep. And I just went through it diagonally, you know. You know, so you don't go down and up like that. You go sort of like roll and then sort of so that's what, you know, we've been sort of trained to not listen to our bodies and not listen to our minds and sort of just dissociate from fucking everything and just keep distracted. And so when I stop these distractions, I guess it's like people go drug addiction or addiction, food, sex, drugs, gossiping, gambling, all a million and one ways to sort of self-medicate. And on one way it's kind of like, you know, on some ways it's sort of, you know, we sort of, I don't know. That's a lovely hill. I must go have a look at it one day. So, I've got to fill out all these. So that's, back to the fucking topic, you know, self-medicating. And when you stop, you know, like, you can sort of self-medicate on food, sex, drugs, gossiping, gambling, TV, you know, being passionate about this and passionate about that. And having all these distractions and, you know, basically sort of sometimes, it's dusty. No, there's sort of, because it's an agricultural area, you know, and there's dust blows in over there from the deserts, and there's all this fine dust all the time. There's a ratio of how much you sort of, you have to fucking pick your nose and how much you're coughing because of all the dust in the air, you know. And sometimes there's just snot everywhere, you know. So that's with the distractions, you know. What do you do when nothing sort of works? It's like, you know. So I think that's been like the story of my last 36 years of recovery, is like, I don't think we meant to sit there in a lotus position in the cave or by ourselves all our lives, you know, going om, you know what I mean? Hello. Hello. He's up too high. You know, I don't think that's the idea, but I think it's de-escalating from all these things with all these fucking crazy people. You know? Just had a thought. This fucking cunt of a woman who's raised all these allegations. Well, where's your evidence? You know, where's your evidence? And so, oh, fuck, that coffee's nice. Just, you know, because I drink a lot of coffee. And, what was that? Why is my ear wet when there's nothing to wet my ear? No rain clouds inside the car, you know. Well, that's one of the things, it's like, you know, where's her evidence? It's just hearsay. But when all her lying comes to the fore, you know, when you have evidence to say that proves that she's fucking lying, since she's making the whole story up, and that her entire, all of management have just gone, oh, it's a man, and she's a victim. She's not, she's a cunt. She's a lying fucking cunt. Nasty, you know? And they've all backed her up, and, you know, all of them have fucking said, oh, yeah, we'll look into it. Oh, yes, we've got recordings of the whole thing. We've got, you know, the cameras have microphones and this and that, you know. And when I asked them, I said, well, you know, can you look through all that stuff? You know, and, you know. She deserves to be fucking sacked. Straight out, you're a cunt, fuck off, leave. Here's 2 weeks pay, go, you know. Well, all of them just did nothing. All of them did nothing. So anyway, back to that other topic, the, you know, seeking the distractions of feeling empty, alone, having no one to connect with, you know, being sort of, you know, when you're sort of just with yourself. I won't say suicidal, because that's not on the cards, you know. What I'm saying is, it's like when you've got no distractions and you're just left with yourself, you know, how do you deal with that, you know, and what are you feeling? And, you know, that it's all right to feel a little bit distraught and a little bit distressed and sort of a little bit overwhelmed, you know what I mean? And just what fucking toxic fucking cunts a lot of these women are. Absolute fucking assholes. They're poison people. But that's all right, paperwork. And I love you all and thank you very much. Bye.